And we live. What's up? What's up? Oh, she ain't saying no. What's up? What's up? What's up? Y'all, she doing the birthday dance. Doing the birthday dance. Expose the podcast. So, she giving us some action.
So I'm giving you a little shimmy.
That's for Richard.
That's for Richard. And a little hair.
Y'all check her out. Yes. She right, ain't she? Don't look her age at all.
Where have you been all my life?
Shout out to Miss
Thomas Dean. If you want it, Thomas Dean Loft. So if you want to get crowned, make sure you head over there to get you a crown. But you guys will see her next week.
Yes, she will be on next week.
I'm going to try. I think we're delayed. So I think we're a little delayed, Nat. So let me pull these out.
I hear you just fine. Yep.
Okay.
And now there she go. Okay. Well, I heard you just there fine. You weren't delayed on my end, but that sounds better for you.
It sounds better for me. Okay. So I want everybody to hear all of these shenanigans I got going on at 50. So now I can say, I can look at.
But hold on. People don't know who the heck we are.
Oh, I know, right? That's because I feel like we ain't been on here in so long together. Like, you've been holding it down. But I'm Laverne Badger.
And I am Natalie Hayden.
And we are...
Exposed the Mother Effing Podcast. Yes.
Hey. So, girl, let me tell you. It was my birthday. So, today's episode is about just catching up, right?
Yeah, we catching up with like the podcast
forever. So 2 weeks I was gone. You were holding it down in regards to how
I didn't know what I was doing.
Yes, but you was doing it. If y'all haven't checked out those videos, Natalie was holding it down. Some amazing video episodes that I hate I missed because they were some amazing women.
We'll come back around.
But I listened to it and I was like, look at my co-host. Wait a minute. Now, I ain't here. But she did her thing, and that's how we do. We play off one another. When one is away, the other one steps up. And
that's right.
You definitely stepped up, girl. So that was 2 weeks, and then I was back home for like a week, it feels like, just enough to catch up and not even catch up at work, but to do a little work.
And then be gone.
And then be gone again.
Again.
But this time was for play. And so your girl turned 50.
I'm all about the play.
Turned 50 on the 27th. And so me and
Happy Bobby, birthday to you. Yes, guys, she's 50. She looks amazing.
I feel amazing. And so with a crick here and there, little but that's we all good there.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Amen. And thank you, God. And the work of Tabitha Brown.
Absolutely.
And right.
And so, me and hubby, we had planned a trip because we couldn't really go away and we couldn't really have a party. But we did have a celebration with my family, the immediate family. We went out to eat, enjoyed some great gifts. Oh my God, I got some Tiffany. I got some Tory Burch. I got some Nike. I got some Pandora.
Hold on, guys. So check this out. We still in a pandemic, and like, I don't want nobody to be offended because I wasn't technically invited. But guess what? It's okay. It's family. But guess what? Not everybody can be invited, right? Because we have limitations. It's limitations on how many people you can bring. So, but guess what? What you get to do is be celebrated individually by people. That's amazing. So if y'all want to get time with Laverne, it's her 50th birthday, and I am doing the typical black girl snatchback. You can schedule some time with her and make it happen, because 50 deserves to be celebrated all year long.
All year. That's my plan.
Period. So,
yes, I went out with my girl, shout out to Crystal and Nat, and we went and did brunch with the hubby.
Absolutely.
And we had, the food was amazing. The food was really good out there. Out in Brookfield.
Felt like we was out of town somewhere.
Yes, it was a whole vibe.
Yeah, it was really nice. Check it out.
So I just got showered with gifts. My kids came, and then we went to Arizona to the Omni Resort.
Ooh.
Facebook friends with me, you know how much fun I had.
She was sharing, y'all.
Yes, with the hubby. I was sharing. You know, usually I'm a little conservative, but
she wasn't because I would FaceTime her and her boobs was all out, y'all. I was seeing everything.
Hey, how y'all doing? How we doing at 50? but yeah, it was a lot of fun. And so next week, actually this week, by the time this air, it would have passed. But I'm hanging out with coworkers. They put something together for me that we're going to do. So yeah, I still got a couple of dates with family.
Not a couple. You got a lot of dates because it's going to spill into the coming months. So y'all get on the roster.
We out of here.
Yeah, we are.
San Diego.
Here we come. We got work to do. Exposed is coming to San Diego.
San Diego, if you
know us and you want to get to know us, know that we're going to be there in the city.
We're in the city. Inbox us, let us know, and we all about that collaboration. We all about getting together and partner and just meeting and networking. So it could be easily a work vacay little trip. And so, but I'm feeling really good. So things are shifting. You know, people are like, how do you feel with 50? You know, I don't feel any different physically, but I think leading up to 50 and 49 because of COVID, like it, you know, at first you start focusing on this things like I can't have a party.
Right.
But is that really what it's about? So this really made me look and say, what is it really about? You know,
like yeah.
celebration of being around the people that's closest to me. And that's what it was. And it gave me joy. Even when I was like, I don't have nothing. If I can't have this party, I'm just not going to have nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that I got talked out of that because an amazing dinner with my family and they came through, showed me so much love. And that's what it's really about. That's what it's really about.
Amen to that, man. Yeah. And then it looked like you guys just had such a wonderful time.
I cannot go without saying my girl gave me a whole birthday episode to talk about your girl, to talk about me. And it was just so, you know, sometimes you know you got a good friend, but then they do something and you be like, damn, I was blessed. Like, what I do to get such a friend. But that's how, if you know Natalie, that's how she is. And so she shows her love through action and words. And so you know when Natalie loves you, and you know when she is riding for you. You know that there's no guessing games to in any area, whether it's personal, platonic, friendships. You know where you stand. People know where they stand with you. And so if you ain't on that list, she will go to sleep on you. And the cutoff game is real. So,
well, you know, to that, it's funny because I made a post today because I really do believe that love just makes sense. And I truly love you. I love making fun of you. I love being a part of the shenanigans. I love catching Laverne saying somebody's name wrong. I love it. Like, she do all of that.
That is what 50 is bringing me. I can't even blame it on 50. It was in the 40s.
Like, Jesus. I said, Laverne, that's not their name.
What was that?
What was that?
So,
but yeah, I love you. I really do. And I don't got an issue or a problem. Say people need their roses while they're alive, doggone it.
Yes. Yeah. And guess who turning 40 next year? It's going to be on and cracking. On and cracking.
If you love me and you know I love you, you might want to holler at me.
You better get an appointment or right now, because she celebrates the entire month to make sure she accommodates all of her peeps. Now, when you got a whole line of peeps who love you and you got to have a whole month so you can make sure you're available in a whole month to get everybody in, that's your girl right there. That's your girl. But I'm here for all of that. I'm here
Yes.
So enough about my birthday, although it was awesome. And someone asked me, though, as we're trying to catch up, what have I learned over these last 50 years? And so what I said was that I wish I had learned how to believe and trust in myself earlier in life.
That's a big nugget. Because aren't we doing some work around that? Are we going to be doing some work around that? I'm really excited about that.
So we'll talk about T.D. Jakes and his crushing.
Hello, somebody.
So Natalie sent me this amazing video of T.D. Jakes, and as he's talking about crushing his new book, right? And so it basically talks about how people get stuck in the crushing. So the crushing is a stage of what we go through, you know, what some would call bad luck or these traumatic experiences that happen to us, whether it's divorce, you know, going through an abusive relationship, losing a child or a family member or something.
Mm-hmm.
Those moments are crushing moments, how he describes them as crushing moments. But we have to make a conscious effort not to stay in those moments. We have to go through a crushing moment. Everybody. Yeah. So what did you say, Nat? It was like, we looking to be crushed. Like, God, come on and crush me.
If I'm not being crushed, then something ain't right. Because in the crushing that is the making and formulating of the blessing. So you have to go through. You cannot get stuck in the crushing, guys. You can't.
Because the blessing is on the other side. The blessing is through the crushing. You got to get through that. So we had a whole conversation about that. Like, I totally fell in love with, what is his name?
Stephen Furtick of Elevation Church. Yes, I think he's definitely at the top of my list. Guys, if you don't know who Stephen Furtick is, maybe one day we can get Stephen Furtick on the podcast. He's from
Monk something from where Charlemagne the God is from.
Right. Monk something. It ain't right. Yep, he's from Monk somewhere, South Carolina. He's the same place where Charlemagne the God from. And just a very down earth. And I mean, this guy is on point. If you guys don't know Stephen Furtick, I suggest you look the man up and listen to some of his, he has a podcast, but the church is called Elevation Church. If you rock with that, right. But, him and T.D. Jakes sit down and they have that conversation, and it's just so, candid. It reminds me of sort of like me and you, you know, right. Stephen Furtick is just really sitting at the feet absorbing it all. And I can't even talk because I'm like spitting and stuff. I'm so excited.
He's so engaged when he's talking to him. But I love how T.D. Jakes is grooming him.
Yeah.
He recognizes his anointing and he's grooming him to, and that comes with us is why we had the whole No More Mean Girls.
Yeah. Because
we should be grooming our sisters
that
come behind us to elevate to help elevate them to go past us and then keep the journey going.
But guess what? Remember, like, okay, so we talk about Stephen Furtick and T.D. Jakes, but then we also want to tie that into Ayanla Van Zandt's last episode with these the women. Season 8 is like one of the last seasons.
It is the last season, but it has the four
media mogul women, and these women are like around the same age, and yet they need to like pull from each other. They're each other's mentor. So your mentor, the person that you can learn from, could be in your same age, you know, or younger, older, meaning we can learn from anybody. And you do learn from any and everybody if you're willing to sit and be a learner. Yes.
So that was, that's what was interesting, is that we, and I think we probably should go live on this as we continue to talk about hashtag no more mean girls, is because these are were four women who were at the top of their game.
Yeah.
Business boss women, but couldn't keep relationships. Couldn't.
And
do,
what did she say?
Well, with romantic relationships.
Yeah.
And some just relationships in general. And so it was, I think a couple of them were like, it's them, it's the men, but Ayanna always pulls it back to say, what energy are you giving off that attracts that type of man?
Absolutely. And then what is the relationship with yourself? Because before we can attribute that, it's an outside element as to the reason why I'm not being successful in this. We got to look at this. You are the common denominator that shows up in every relationship. So let's look at that. And right. So that is also the same, you know, under the same pretenses of why we say with hashtag no more mean girls, we have to recognize the behavior, the dysfunction, the disrespectful, the dismissive behavior within ourselves first before we can say, yeah, she is this, but no, what am I?
What are we bringing?
What are we?
She said, a dog will be a dog.
Yeah.
But why is he at your door?
Hello, somebody. And then she said,
why is he at your door? What is attracting him to your door?
Yeah.
And why are you letting him in?
And why do you even letting them in and sleeping with them? So you getting down with the dog?
Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody.
He a dog, but we done did what we did. We done spread them wide and low.
Yep, bust it wide open.
Now we mad because a dog is being a dog,
right?
But we have to own some of that. So some of that is that basically we just have to own that. And sometimes you just can't get past. But she forces us to talk about past stuff, and you don't always know it's getting ready to connect. And then she connects all the dots start connecting as to why you move the way that you move in all relationships.
That is the work that, I mean, thankfully for many of us women, we have an unlimited amount of spaces where we can do that work. But what saddens me, and the person that I really do hope that we can get on our podcast too, is Charlamagne the Guy. Men,
Charlamagne. We got a campaign that we gonna stalk Charlamagne the Guy.
We do. We made that campaign today. Every day we're gonna be reaching out. He gonna be like, we receive an email from Expose the Podcast every single day. Yes. Yeah, but you know, like, unfortunately, we don't have men that can really tackle that type of work, that inner work, that allows them to really look at themselves versus constantly entering into these patterns of destructive, you know, relationships and unhealthy relationships, right?
So Richard was watching it with me last night, the tail end of Ayanna and the women, right?
Yeah.
And he said, we be having to deal with with y'all and y'all baggage and shit y'all come with. I said, wait a minute.
Hold on now.
Wait a minute. I said, so I was like, what that supposed to mean? Y'all come with shit too.
And baggage.
Right. And I said, and he said, we know how to control and cover up ours.
Oh, so you could, there you go. That's a key word, cover up. So, but you still got baggage though.
Yes. So that's how we end up with these broken men. You know, so his first instinct was like, when he's listening to it, because I think there's some sort of, because he's not a woman, so he can't really connect all the way to what she's trying to say and what she's, what Ayana is trying to get to. But I'm here for you. I'm gonna push, because he was like, I said, wait a minute now. I come with some stuff, but let me, I'm gonna have to tell you, you come with some stuff too. But
yeah,
but that's what a man's motto is, that they tuck it, hide it, push it back, and act like it's not affecting their lives, but it truly is affecting
in every aspect. It's affecting your life.
Just because you didn't talk about it don't mean it ain't showing up somewhere.
Right.
Is it not showing up and can it show up in your marriage, your relationships with your mother, your relationship with your kids, the relationships, how you deal with male on male relationships, how you deal with coworkers. It shows up how you can possibly overeat or undereat, or you know,
overwork,
I mean?
Workaholic, pornography.
Pornography. Yes, it shows. It shows up being a womanizer. You know what I'm saying? Like, it shows up in all these different areas. Although in your head, you pushed it away and didn't think that you ain't let it affect you.
That just speaks to the grave difference of how men and women deal with things. You know, we are extremely emotional. Mm-hmm. And they are not emotional. So, you know, they just tend to say, hey, I'm not going to tap into that side right now that has nothing to do with what's in front of me, because we know men are solely focused on what's in front of them.
Right.
And, they, you know, like,
as if they have control.
If they have control. Yes.
Now, here's the thing that we do get stuck in is not what Ayana said, is that the Black woman, it is shown as a weakness.
Yeah.
To ask for help or let others see you, see us in a vulnerable state. You know, we have to be strong all the time.
All the time.
But I think we've started to truly, over the last at least 5 years for sure, but even more, but it seemed more. Girl.
I'm sorry, the cat.
Why is her cat? I was just getting ready to jump, like she was behind me.
Oh,
Lord, Natalie got a black cat, and Ada just showed up. So anyway, yes, y'all
she's
hear her.
Part of the family. She meowing and stuff. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, she got me all off my square.
Laverne gets freaked out every time.
I do, because she looked like a small panther.
That's what she is. That's what we call her. Literally, that's funny you say that. She is our small panther.
Girl, gonna get your life.
She agreed.
She is, yes. But anyway, Ayana was saying how we are groomed to not show a weakness. But
yeah,
like I was saying, in the last 5 to 10 years, I think it has been really pushed and accepted to allow for us to seek help, to be vulnerable, to say, you know, it this is generation, so it's gonna
I'm
take a
not
long
okay
time to undo what we have been, that has been embedded in us. It's gonna be a lot, you know, a long time for us to undo it, but we've been given permission to undo not think that way. We're just now starting to do the same thing for men. So people like Charlamagne Tha God and others who are supporting other Black men specifically, who are supporting the mental health of men and their well-being, and saying it's okay to not be okay. And
Bobby Brown is another one. He's a huge.
We gonna stalk you too, Bobby Brown.
Yeah, we after him too.
We need a partnership with him.
Well, we're actually going out to LA to see the Bobby Christina Serenity House that's out in LA. Mm-hmm. So we may have an opportunity to run into. You know, we'll figure that out.
Yes.
But you know, he's another man that has really this man survived a crushing in front of the whole world.
Yes.
And
many crushings. You would never have thought he would have come out of that.
Never would have thought. You just say, oh, this has to take him out. You know, all the people around him, you know, he's lost so much. So he has a story to tell, and it only makes sense for you to say, hey, I'm not okay. And right. now he has, and thankfully he has a beautiful wife. He has the support around him to allow him to just have that and honor himself. And I really think it's so important for us as we do this work, anyone that is connected to us, even here in Milwaukee, we know that doing any type of, you know, community work, domestic violence, anything related is very heavy. So you need to find ways to honor yourself and say, hey, I'm not okay, because you cannot do the work without, you know, taking time for yourself. That's really important.
Right.
So
some of the struggles that, like, we lost DMX, you know, last month.
And what did Ayanna say to that? She said he had the wrong people around him.
Yeah. And so people probably would get offended by hearing that. Like, I was his friend and I didn't enable
him. Well, you was an enabler, my friend.
How she explained it was people weren't allowing him to hit rock bottom, meaning you would still record with him. You would still put him in a film. You would still do these things to allow him to work, and you would work around his
illness
and his illness and his addiction. Mm-hmm. But with all that said, then he will truly be missed, and I truly believe he had an anointing, and I was rooting for him. You know, if you ain't rooting for nobody else, I was really, really rooting for him. But because I thought he was going to come out and have this amazing testimony. But I think his life was the testimony.
And so, it was. Yeah, he's a legend for sure.
Yeah, he definitely is. So, yeah. So we just have to be able. So I'm excited about what's coming forward, you know, coming forth. And expose the podcast and no more mean girls. Hashtag.
Yeah.
Hashtag no more mean girls. And, Richard did a shout out, so Charlamagne and them was like, we going on the website and take that pledge. Yes.
Thank you for that.
Yes, and it's because we definitely saw the increase in the pledges. But we coming for you, Uncle Charlamagne.
We are. What else? I think also, I know, the summer is about to kick off. And we really are going to attempt to safely be back in the streets. So expose the podcast. You will see us out representing hashtag no more mean girls. And we have a domestic violence walk coming up. This will be our second annual at the same location. You don't want to miss it. Homer Blow is probably going to be our DJ.
We putting that out there right now.
Milwaukee's own Homer Blow.
Our mentor.
Absolutely.
If you don't have a mentor, make sure you get one.
Every nonprofit needs, every person needs the OG that can say, hey, that ain't
so your girl friend. Was out. She had test the waters out in these streets for Reggie Moore celebration.
Oh yeah, I did so test Reggie, it out. Yep, I was nervous.
So you got out there a little the bit. So you got out there. He's another Milwaukee jam.
Reggie Moore. Previous Office of Violence Prevention Director. Yeah. And just has made some impeccable changes and some incentives to violence safety here in the city of Milwaukee.
And that's huge undertaking. It is a huge undertaking. And I would love to have him come on to kind of talk about his experience. It would be a perfect fit for him to come and have a conversation with us. Now that he's stepped down a little bit to kind of, you know, from that position to kind of give us his perspective on a little bit of how he had, what he had to go through, what it was like to kind of make some of these changes to make Milwaukee better.
Yes. You know? Because, you know, many people will say, you know, they'll take a look and be like, oh my God, this is going on. But when you look at all the things that are in place, and this is all because of Reggie Moore
and his team.
And his team. Mm-hmm. They have really contributed a lot to our city. So yes, we really want
tirelessly
to
tirelessly.
Entire. I mean, when I say tirelessly, tirelessly, yes. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but right. He's tired.
Slow.
He got yes. And know, we thank him so much. Oh my goodness. But he's still here. And so we didn't lose him to another city. Yeah, that's
sometimes, that's, you know,
it can happen.
Sometimes I think Milwaukee has a tendency to push good people away and in regards to those who do are on the grassroots folks.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
But he's passionate about his city the same way that we're passionate about our city and what we
are.
Like, yeah. So shout out to Reggie.
Man, there's so much we got to talk about. I was just thinking, and you know, I like to think out loud, but I was like, June needs to be dedicated to men. So maybe we can have like Charlamagne the Guy, Bobby Brown, Reggie Moore, you know, yes, like men light it up for us. Yes.
We black, we golf.
Are y'all gonna get out on a golf course with us? Because Expose the Podcast and We Black We Golf are going to be out there swinging some clubs throughout the city of Milwaukee, and we may even travel.
So, girl, I think they trying to plan something.
They own the something, ain't they?
I think they
tell me what it is, because your husband is on the team.
They try. I think they setting up a golf trip soon, and we just got to figure out how we gonna trail alone on that golf trip. So,
I'm ready.
But I think that it's open to everybody. If you want some more information on that, make sure you head over to their website, We Black We Golf. And don't let the names fool you in regards to it is definitely still open to everybody. But they are doing a wonderful job at just making sure that minorities, specifically brown and our black and brown folks get some young people get some exposure to a sport that they don't usually get exposure to. So shout out to them doing some amazing things.
Yes.
And just it's all these people that are doing some amazing things. I know sexual assault
awareness month just passed.
Yeah.
Yes. So
shout out to all the women and organizations that do amazing things around that. You know, Team Teal.
Team Teal 365. Pause. Yes. Me and Natalie Hayden in Team Teal 365, Samantha Coyer, we serve with the Milwaukee City for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Samantha is chair. I am vice chair. And she received her proclamation, I believe, this year. And just highlighting and spotlighting the work that Team Teal 365 is doing around sexual assault. So I really want to, like, say, you're doing a bang up job. You're doing a great job. We love you. Keep being the firecracker that you are. Yeah. And we all know that our true reward really does come from the man on high.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes. And all,
so, thank you.
All the other organizations that are working tireless to bring healing to sexual assault victims. And so just shout out to all of them. And I just, yeah, my heart goes out to them. That's fortunately not my story. I have enough stories, but
yeah, you know, we don't want to add nothing on it.
Yeah, but we want to definitely support those who are doing that work and support. And if you know somebody who has gone through that and they need some help, make sure you reach out to some people to get them that help.
So let's do a real quick run through what May is about to be like, y'all, because right now it's about to be May 5th.
I'm tired just thinking about
it's Mother's Day that's coming up. I mean, it's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
Get some help. That's all I can say. Get some help. And it's okay. I think this is the perfect climate for it, right?
And I think people are getting help, because the more and more I hear is that they're like, black therapists are booked. Like, these black therapists, that means somebody needs to be going back to school, go get them some therapy.
There you go.
Degrees. Because it is on a rise, and no, nothing against our other races, the therapists. I'm sure they do some amazing jobs at therapy, but there's something about being able to have a therapist that culturally connects.
It's relatable. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the big deal.
Yeah. So so that all it says is that there's just not enough out there. So we just I think the I would love to see is I know that because we're in a virtual world now, we should be able to reach therapists all around the country.
However,
you know, your insurance, our insurances are not going to necessarily pay for all that out of state, but I would love to be able to have a provision to say, okay, I'm looking for one, but this one is out of state. Can I still use them and get paid? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and maybe that could be something that, you know, even health insurance companies or insurance companies can now offer to, you know, the climate that has shifted to virtual, right? So I'm really thinking that, you know, it would make sense that if it's in someone's plan that they wanted that type of service, that now it's an option to go beyond the state borders virtually, of course, you know. So but I know doctor's offices are doing it. Hey, I've had doctor's appointments and checkups virtually for some things. So, you know, like, and that's covered through my health insurance, thank God. But yeah, we just say recognize when, you know, you are at your breaking point and you're experiencing a crushing, because guess what? Everyone has to go through it. How you're going to get through it. You know, so
it's just, right. It's just like, oh my God loved me so much
to crush me. And I know that sounds crazy. Consider it a privilege and an honor, and look at it as a challenge, an obstacle that you're going to get through, and it's for your benefit. Guys, we're going to literally put that information in our show notes about where you can find that YouTube clip with T.D. Jakes and Stephen Furtick on the crushing. It's life-changing. Absolutely life-changing.
Yeah, it is.
Changes your whole perspective on going through shit. Yeah. How about that?
Right. It sits you down. Shut the up.
Yeah.
So it did that for me. I was just like, oh. Because when you're trying to look for answers, you're like, why would I have to go through that? What did I do?
Yeah, to deserve this.
But they put it in perspective as to it's not a punishment. It's almost preparation.
Come on, somebody. Y'all should get excited.
For what he has.
Yeah.
I'm almost afraid. I'm getting goosebumps.
Look, Laverne said, I'm sold. Where's the crushing? What else am I going to get crushed in?
Yes.
Now, let's be honest. Being crushed is not fun.
It's not.
It's not. I mean, it nearly feel like...
People don't always make it out.
And some people don't always make it out, like she said. But, you know, if you can, if you got a support system, if you got one person, hold on to that person to help you get through. But it's totally... When you get beyond it, you're not supposed to stay in it. You're not supposed to stay stuck, y'all. So we are so thankful. I'm so thankful, Laverne, that you did not stay stuck. You are at 50.
I'm 50.
What they say, 50 and fine. 50 and fine. Fine. 50 and fly. 50 and whatever you want, but you just fine, y'all. She look amazing.
Thank you.
And she made it through the crushing.
I made it through the crushing. You made it through the crushing, boo.
Absolutely.
So I know because we made it through the crushing, we'll be seeing Bobby Brown, Ayana, Charlamagne Tha God,
Stephen Furtick, Michelle Obama,
T.D. Jakes,
Oprah, all of that. Because it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. And it's coming for y'all too. Whatever you want, just say it.
Don't be
surprised. You got to expect it to come. You can't say it and be like, I don't know if it's coming. I say it and I expect it.
And are you ready?
Yes.
are you ready for it? Because I was listening to some other spiritual podcasts, and they were like, are you really ready for what you're praying for?
That's true.
Are you ready for it? And you have to, and I think that's what T.D. Jakes was saying, is the question comes to prepare us for the true blessing that we have. So we have to be prepared for it. Are we prepared for the nonsense that comes with the increase?
Yeah.
It's always the good stuff. We can always be prepared for the good stuff. But are we prepared for the shenanigans, the hate mail, the negative DMs, the people not letting you live your past, you know, bring up old stuff that you have moved on from? Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
It's a lot.
Ready for it to be in a new tax bracket?
You know, it puts you in a whole nother, it puts you in a whole nother headspace when you think about, are you really ready? So I have come to appreciate the process and the process of going through, and thank God that everything that I have thought of, I don't get right away, because it would totally overwhelm you. You know, you don't want to be overwhelmed.
God knows when we're ready.
He knows when you're ready.
If we get it too soon, then it's not sustainable. We end up losing it, right?
Yeah.
People end up losing it. Something happens and you think it's bad luck, or, you know, God don't love you, but it was because you just wasn't ready.
Absolutely.
So I'm a little bit afraid, because I know we ready.
Yeah.
Because he has gotten us ready.
Yeah.
For that growth and all that he has for us. So it's a little scary.
Y'all know she ready, because look at her nails. She got pink nails, y'all.
I know. I never wear bright colors.
She never wear bright colors, but y'all, she 50 and fine and fabulous.
50 is giving me new experiences. I'm just, if it ain't going to kill me, I might try it once.
Yeah,
that's how I'm moving.
Except for the hiking in Colorado.
You ain't doing that.
She said she ain't doing that.
I'm not doing it. I'm supposed to go to Colorado for our anniversary in July, and this one is not necessarily going to be all about relaxation. We were just going to do some more adventure kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband brought up rock climbing up a mountain, and I was like, nope, not my ministry. I think I'm going
to I'll catch you at the bottom of the mountain.
The message God gave me was to use my senses that he gave me, and to know what my body can and cannot do.
And oh, you're speaking too soon. You never know what your body might be able to do.
He didn't say, boo, go up that mountain. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Them people on Instagram with them photos, the shots on them hanging off of a mountain, I had you good and messed up. Thinking you can be up there living that life. Living that life.
Well, we ain't gonna leave you out there like that, but I'll
what
you're saying.
I'll be at the bottom watching and taking pictures, you know, if that's what he wants to do, or, you know.
She ain't doing it. And you know what? That's all good. You know your limits. And we're gonna stick with that.
Jumping out of a plane. That's one thing I've wanted to do. And you've done that.
Skydiving is pretty dope. It's definitely gets your adrenaline pumping for sure.
Yeah. Somebody would have to push me though. When you know,
yeah, well, you're gonna be with somebody.
You're attached to a person.
So you're going out that plane.
Right.
You're going out the plane, ma'am. You're gonna rock once, you're gonna rock twice, third time you're going out.
That's not me trusting myself. That's me having to trust the person who I am attached to.
I just want you, all right, because I know you, just open your damn eyes. That's all I'm gonna say.
Once I start floating, and then I can know. Because I parasailed, and it's not the same. I don't think it's the same adrenaline rush, but definitely, it was like floating on air, parasailing.
Yeah.
It just was like you're up there by yourself, and I'm looking around, and it's super quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm in the air with a couple straps attached to me, right?
That's it. And you're surviving.
Yes. Yes. So that was pretty cool. That was definitely on my comfort
zone. Oh, that well, was in let, 40s. Me, let me that tell was, you that this.
Was in the 40s. So.
In the 40s. So I don't think we will be able to say this, but we want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, because this Sunday is going to be Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to shout out to all the moms that's doing their thing, and take a day if you can. And if Mother's Day ain't what's up for you, we understand that too. Right. You know, because Mother's Day is not a good time for some people.
For everybody.
It's, you know, for a lot of people. But we just really want to recognize and just say we appreciate all the moms, especially all the moms in my life. And especially my own mother. I love
sweet tribute that. You gave her on Facebook this morning.
So. Oh, yeah. You saw that, girl. I don't be thinking nobody pay attention. I love my mom. Yeah. And I realized that I am starting to look more and more like her.
She look like her mama, y'all. I be like, between the trio, Riley, you and your mama.
Yeah.
The mannerisms, the walk, the smile, the just all of that is
you can't talk all your kids them. And your grandbaby, especially that one chocolate baby, that look like that one's yours. Nyla is yours. Like, not even she skipped your child, and right. That's you.
Yeah. But her mama is the one that most look like me.
Yep,
out of all of them. So yeah, I see that. So.
Yeah, so happy Mama's Day to everyone.
All right, you guys. I love catching up with you. And we out here. Check us out. The summer is about to begin, and things are opening up. And I'm just ready to go and be out here.
Safely, of course. With her Thomas Dean. With her Thomas Dean. Listen,
and my hat, girl, because you know, my hat game.
He love a hat.
I love me a hat. I used to wear them all the time, and then I got away from them. But now they're back.
Now they're back. Well, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to show up, but I'm going to show up. But I love y'all. Thank love y'all for all the support. I am Natalie Hayden.
And I'm Laverne Badger.
And we are Exposed the Podcast, and we are signing off. And we'll see you guys next week, Wednesday, right?
All right.
Peace out. Bye
you guys.